The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And aware. The heart of meditation practice is this awareness. Consciousness. You are conscious. It's been likened to a candle flame that lights up the room. The light is on. You don't have to turn it on. You don't have to keep flipping the switch to turn the light on. The light is always on. All we have to do is recognize that. We feel the breath, aware of sensation. Aware of sight behind your eyelids, the dark. The awareness is much bigger than the dark. It's the light that infuses eye consciousness. If you're thinking, which no doubt you are, aware of thoughts. The mind thinks, aware of my voice, sound. And if you're feeling something, usually in the chest area, aware of feeling. And this awareness is warm, inclusive. Nothing is excluded. Been likened to a ceaselessly shining sun. Warm, aware, warmly aware of the top of your head. Aware of your face. And letting the warmth of the sun melts the tension in your jaw, your forehead, your eyes, the back of your head. In your shoulders, around your neck area, where we hold a lot of tension. Ram Dass calls it loving awareness, loving your arms, upper arms, lower arms, your hands, the palms, the fingers, the thumbs. Or maybe like you're lying on your stomach in the sand in a beach in Hawaii. the waves are lapping up, and the warm sun is shining on your back. Feels so good, warming your upper back, middle back, lower back. And warming the front of your torso. Your heart. Your belly as it rises and falls. And warming your hips. Your thighs. Calves and feet. And then letting this warmth, this love, this compassion extend into space. Boundless space to the left of you. Boundless space to the right of you. Filling the space with love in front of you. This warmth. Never ending, beyond the stars, beyond the cosmos. Behind you, the space has no edges. Below you and above you, boundless, limitless space. And now relax and just simply be, giving up all contemplations. And just be yourself. Just your ordinary you. You yourself. Being warm and kind, allowing yourself just to be. To be at home. Warm and welcoming. Okay, thank you. We'll go into discussion groups in a few minutes. And some of the things to consider would be, you know, maybe you felt some love for yourself just now. Has someone in your life, or does someone in your life accept you and love you just as you are? They see you with love and with kindness. And just to take that in, how does that feel? And recognizing you can see and accept and love that person back, or any person. You have the power. You have the compassion to make them feel like what that feels like to you. And another reflective question was, what is it like to recognize afflictive emotions like your anger as a protection? That we really want to love, we really want to be kind, and something is threatening us and we can't love. Does that make sense? So your anger or your anxiety that you can't love, or your feeling of not enough, that you won't be received well or something like that, is that these afflictions are protecting the love in you. And Father Boyle, you know, can be compassionate with very difficult people. And there are difficult people in your life too, right? What helps you to be compassionate to them? So those are a few things to think about. Another one was, how do you open? How do you soften and open? What's the mechanism within you that does that? And what are you opening to? So we'll have about 20 minutes. And I put those suggestions for discussion in the chat, and also just anything about the letter today that you received, or the meditation, or the discussion just now, any of it is, you know, to discuss whatever touched you about any of these things or awaken something in you. Okay, so I'll create some groups here. Okay, so enjoy your talk. We'll spend about 20 minutes in these groups and then come back and maybe share a little bit about what you talked about in your groups. That would be really nice to hear that. And then we'll be able to take a break and come back and hear this wonderful, warm-hearted Zen Hospice Project leader, Roy. Okay, here you go.
Notice when distracting thoughts may pull us away. And when we do notice, just coming back to physical sensations, coming back to the breath, allowing ourselves to find the breath in the body. Letting our attention float gently upon these soft waves of breathing in and breathing out. Allowing the body to do exactly what the body knows how to do. Letting our awareness be breathed by this body. This remarkable body that has carried us along for so long, with all of its pleasures and with all of its pains and challenges. How incredible that we get to do this. We're still here. We're here together in this moment. All the causes and conditions that have enacted to bring us to this moment. We get to do this. How remarkable. With all of life's 10,000 joys, 10,000 sorrows, here we are. All those who have come before us, all those who will follow, and yet in this moment, with this breath, we sit together. We breathe. And we pay attention. We try our best to fully understand, fully comprehend how unlikely how improbable it is that we were even born out of this emptiness. A miracle, really. Considering all the sacrifice of those who came before us, contributing and creating what we get to experience and enjoy. So much that we may even take for granted that supports us in this lifetime. I invite you to consider all this generosity that has been expressed to each of us, these efforts, all the generosity that we receive throughout our days. Celebrating this abundance of life. Allowing yourself to count your blessings, as it were. While acknowledging that whatever we have, if it has not already, it will at some point slip away. It will be lost. Recognizing that everything we gather, everything we experience is more that we will lose. This impermanence that will take everything that we know and enjoy, the good and the bad, and this is the way it is. And noticing if any feelings of gratitude arise for you without resistance or attachment or judgment, just noticing. Noticing if gratitude arises and where does it express itself in the body? What does it feel like? Is there a felt sense associated with your experience of gratitude? Whatever you're experiencing in this moment, where is it showing up in the body? And whatever you're experiencing, just letting yourself dwell in these feelings, Let's sit for another moment or two and just breathe together. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes if they're closed and come back to the screen. So thank you. Thank you for your practice. So I want to share something with you. This passage that has informed my life so much over the years, it's one I go back to again and again, and maybe some of you have heard this or are familiar with it. This comes from someone by the name of Jeff Foster.